In the last Bethel City Council meeting, Councilmember Mark Springer urged the city manager to find a way to halt or limit Philly's Pizza's curbside alcohol sales. He said Philly's was basically acting as a liquor store for beer and wine.
This is in complete contravention of the vote that we had for local option. It's a slap in the face to the community, it's a slap in the face to the voters, and I don't want to stand for it.
Philly's curbside alcohol sales are allowed by the April 14th emergency regulations announced by Governor Dunleavy. The new rules allow alcohol deliveries as long as the order includes a meal and the meal must account for at least 50% of the purchase cost. But for curbside pickup, the rules are more lax. Customers can purchase just alcohol and there are no limits on how much they can buy. But in Bethel, these emergency state regulations contradict local law. Last October, Bethel residents voted for a local option which only allows restaurants to sell beer and wine for, quote, on-site consumption. City Attorney Libby Bacalar called Philly's curbside alcohol sales a loophole that utilizes the state's regulations to override local option laws.
What Councilor Springer said about a de facto liquor store, I think, is a real concern, and it's a loophole that really couldn't have been foreseen.
The state says Bethel has the power to opt out of the temporary regulations allowing alcohol deliveries and curbside sales. Here's James Holscher, the state's chief of enforcement for alcohol and marijuana control.
If a local community wants to change that, or if they do not want this to occur in their community, the local government has a final say in how an operating a licensee operates.
All it would take, Holscher says, is an email from the city to the State Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office saying curbside alcohol sales are not legal under local law, and his office would enforce that.
We take the stance that a local government, if they state that it is not followed within their laws and their rules, we are not going to argue that.
Bacalar says the Bethel City Council would have to vote on sending such a protest to the state office. Council members did not immediately reply to KYUK on whether they would support a protest. Todd Perez is the owner of Philly's Pizza and former manager of Caribou Traders Liquor Store. Perez bought the restaurant after the liquor store closed when Bethel went under local option. He says he didn't know anyone was upset about the curbside alcohol sales and said he would be willing to hear people out if they wanted the restaurant to stop the practice.
I'm willing to listen to anything, but nobody's approached me.
Perez says he began the curbside sales and delivery when dining in was banned to try to make up for lost sales. He says even now, after fully reopening, revenue is still down 70%.
I think the governor's intent was to make it so that businesses have a chance to survive through this whole thing.
We didn't lay off anybody, so I think we're doing something right.
Perez also doesn't think curbside beer and wine sales are a problem in Bethel. He says Philly's customers are not the same crowd that came to his liquor store.
They want to have wine with their dinner. We don't have the people wandering around the streets. The vast majority of people in Bethel understand the problem is not with beer and wine.
Perez also points out that Bethel isn't dry, it's damp. People can still order alcohol from Anchorage, and he maintains that Philly's selling beer and wine is no different. Plus, he says Philly's prices are higher than the alcohol ordered from Anchorage. The restaurant charges $5 to $6 per can of beer even when customers buy in bulk, and wine costs $20 to $35 a bottle. Perez says he may end curbside alcohol sales if that's what the community wants. The city council may also force him to stop. If neither of these occur, the state regulations allowing curbside alcohol sales and delivery will expire August 13th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.